Yes, we are on the Yud Tesem base of the Mishnah. Hakol Kshirim Likris is a Megillah Chutz Mechayr Shvet V'Katan. Everyone is kosher to lay in the Megillah, except for a Chayrish Shvet V'Katan. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir V'Katan. Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir with a Katan. Now we often find Chayrish Shvet V'Katan, all these three always coming together. And usually we understand that they're considered to be Lav B'nei Deya. They're not considered to have das, but we see in many sugyas, and possibly here also, that there's definitely a difference between a chereshet and a katan, as we will see. Kopanim Tanakhama says everyone can lay in the Megillah except for chereshet and katan, and Rabbi Yehuda says a katan is kosher. Now there is an important tesis over here. Tesis says kosher the eza katan mairi. How old is the child in question? If it's a katan who's lehigi lechinuch, and we're going to have towards the bottom of the page a very interesting Rashi as to what is the age of chinuch. Very often when we speak about the age of chinuch, we find in Shas a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old kol echod lefi churfe, depending on how sharp the child is. That's often what we find that the age of chinuch is. So leaving aside what the actual age of chinuch is, but asks Tesis, what's the case? If he's not a gil chinuch, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, the machshak Rabbi Yehuda says kasha. V'harmina b'seiv perik basra the Rosh Hashanah kol jinim mechuyiv b'davar ein meitzeh cherem yidei chayvasin. So if he's not a gil chinuch, he has zero obligation whatsoever. There's no way he can be meitzeh others. The ihi gil chinuch, and if he's reached the age of chinuch, my time with the rabban and the pasli. He is mechuyv midrabanan. Tesis understands in his question. The katan is mechuyv midrabanan. The gadol is mechuyv midrabanan. Vehem kein kasha. Amai loy amrin and daasi midrabanan and mapik midrabanan. The aginami amrin of a very nisha meisa. The gemara dafchap and bracha is the ben mevarach la aviv. There it speaks about a child being mitzi his father in birkas amazin. That the father is only mechuyev midrabanan. To have ishur derabanan, vasi katan shechuyev midrabanan, no mapik or av. Shleachal elishur derabanan. So why can the katan be this mechuyev midrabanan? Amayle aminin kein b'megillah. Vechem aperek lulav hagazol. The main katan meitzi b'kris ahalal v'ainen achrov. Mashin aymen maishna mi berkas amazin. That is Tezus' question. So if you have a katan who is a gil lechinuch, meaning if he's not a gil lechinuch, it doesn't make sense. Why would a 4-year-old child be able to be meitzi? He's not mechuyev at all. If he's a gil lechinuch, what's drawn in the rabbanon? So Tezus says, v'yesh leim adol oyla mairi b'katan she gil lechinuch. So let's say, for argument's sake, he's 11 years old. He's l'chol adeus, he's a gil lechinuch. Oyla mairi b'katan she gil lechinuch. V'afilo achi paslu rabbanon mishum de megila leke chiyuva. Afilu bigdeilim ela midrabanan. Even a gadol is only obligated midrabanan. V'katan ein mechuyev ela midrabanan afilu bishar mitzvus. Hu begadol leke ela chad dirabanan b'megillah. Shrei bishar mitzvus hu chayiv diraisa. V'le asi trei dirabanan umapik chad dirabanan. Meaning it's still not the same level. You always have to be on the same level of chiyuv. So a gadol, an adult who's usually chayiv midiraisa, and here he's mechuyiv midrabanan, he's mechuyiv midrabanan. But a katan who even by a mitzvah diraisa is only mechuyiv midrabanan, and now this is a mitzvah derabanan. This is the bechina of two derabanans. The leos yitri derabanan no mapik chad derabanan. So how can a katan be mitzvah his father in birkas amazin? Avlayid birkas amazin mayrish a katan achol kedei sviya. So really, had he been a godly, he'd be mechuyev midiraisa. Okay, he's a katan, he's mechuyev midirabanan. The havi chiyuv midiraisa, v'leke elachad derabanan, u'mapik ha'av shli'achal elashira derabanan. The father had half a slice of bread. The child had 5 sandwiches. The child is now mechuyev midirabanan. The father is mechuyev midirabanan, and so on. So that is the way Tesis understands. You always have to be on the same level in order to be mechuyev, and therefore over here it's not the same level. It's 2 derabbanans against 1 derabbanan. The Ran quotes the Ramban in Kedushin, who says as follows: the Ramban Zal tirates The Rabbanan svira lehu she'erei b'din shakotin afa pishe yigiel chinach yeitzi hagdeilim yidei chevasam. Why? Mishum de lav mitzah didei. Eladavua. It's not the child's mitzah at all. It's the father's mitzah to be mechanach his child. Eladavua. Ti'iulei mechayev b'mitzahs kol ikar. It's some special din of Purim. They're all mechuyev ba'isa hanes and so on. According to that, so now we need to understand what's going on in brachas, and that's the hemshich. Amash amu ben mevarch la'aviv ben gadol ayri, and speaking about a ben gadol, he has to go ahead and be miyashiv what that means. Over there, but Al-Kaponim, the teretz which the Ramban says over here is, and the child is not mechuyev at all, and this is a famous discussion when it comes to that which we say a child is mechuyev mitrabanan, is it actually his chiyev, or is it only a chiyev on the father? The child has no obligation whatsoever. Al-Kaponim, the Mishnah said, HaKol Kishem Likris is Megillah Chutz Mecherishet V'Katan, and Rabbi Yehuda was Makshe V'Katan. So, Man Tana Cherish Dieved Namiloy. What the Gemara is going to do in this sugya is really examine this Mishnah. When we say everyone can lay in the Megillah except for Chereshit of a Katan, and that Rebbe says a Katan can, when the Tana Kama passes a Chereshit of a Katan, is he passing it B'dieved? Or is he only passing it L'chatchila? And based on that, we'll understand about when Rebbe says Rebbe is Machshir, and we'll understand who the Tana of the Mishnah is. So Man Tana understands that when it says Hakol Kshem Likris is Megillah Chutz Mecherishet V'Katan, you cannot lane, period, even with the Eved. Man Tanachesh the Eved Nami Loi. Who's the Tanu says the Chirish cannot do so even with the Eved. Omer Rav Masna Rav Yasi. It's going like Rav Yasi. This now we have a mission which says Akira es Shma V'Lei Shmi La Oznoi Yotza. If you lay in Shma, you don't. It's not audible to you. Yotza, and this is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Some say it should add in the words Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So even though it's inaudible, Yotza, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, lo Yotza. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not going to be Yotza. So we will say the same thing over here, that the Cheresh, the problem over here with the Cheresh is his inability to hear. If he's unable to hear, so then by definition, obviously, it's not going to be a Bechina of Hishmiel Oznai. And Rabbi Yossi says, by Kriya Shema, if you're Kriya Shema V'Leish Mila Oznei, you are not Yatza. And therefore we will say, the same Rabbi Yossi who requires the vital prerequisite, Likuva, is you have to hear. That's the reason why we will say that a Cherish over here is not able to lay the Megillah, even though everyone else is able to hear. But he himself can hear, and therefore it's not going to be good. Rabbi Yosi Amar LeYotza. Says the Gemara, "Mimai de Rabbi Yosi he v'di'eved nami loy." What makes you think that our Mishnah is going to Rabbi Yosi, and we're discussing v'di'eved? Dilma Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe our Mishnah is speaking about a din lechatchila. Dilma Rabbi Yehuda v'lechatchila hu d'loy ha di'eved shaper dami. The Mishnah is just saying, Chutz Mecherishet V'Katan, that Lechatchila they should not lean, but maybe B'dieved, in fact, they can. And now the Gemara says, Leisal Kadaitach, how can you have such a Havamina to say that the Mishnah is only passing a Cheresh V'Katan Lechatchila, but B'dieved, it's okay? Leisal Kadaitach, Diktani, Cheresh Dumya Deshet V'Katan. Because we are equating a Cheresh with a Shet V'Katan. Ma sheet of a cotton dieved nami loy af cheresh dieved nami loy. I guess it's easier to understand when it comes to a sheeta. We know with a cotton there are different levels and stages of intellectual development, and so on, as the Gemara says elsewhere. But al kapanim we are clearly equating with these, and one of them is sheeta. And just like over there, it's clear that it's bidieved, it's no good. So too, Cheresh is in the same grouping, Chutz Mecherishet V'Katan, it's all together, and therefore we have to learn the Mishnah in a B'dievet form, in which case, it's going like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi requires that you have to be able to hear, Cheresh is not able to hear, and therefore we will say that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yosi. And then the Gemara says, V'dilma ha-kedi'isa, V'hakat Isa. Why can't we read the Mishnah like this? Hakol k'shiyum nekras es megillah chutz mi'cheresh. V'lachatchila he shouldn't, but b'dievet it's okay. And shades of a cotton, but there even b'dievet it's not good. I mean, it's not such a easy way to read it, but maybe you could read it like that. V'dol mahakat Isa. V'hakat Isa. Maybe that's how you could read it. And then the Gemara says, no, got another reason why you can't do that. And again, were we to do that, then when we would say, Yechutz Mecheresh, that he cannot lane it lechatchila, b'dievet it's okay, like we find by Akirish, Shema Avalei Shmela Oznai, Yatza Divri Rabbi Yehuda. And we can say Rabbi Yehuda is the town of the Mishnah. So the Gemara, you can't say that. Why can't you say that? Because Midiktani Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda Mashiv Akotan. Mechalal Dereisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda. How can you possibly suggest that the town of the Mishnah is going, the town of Kamo, is going like Rabbi Yehuda when it says Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Mechalal Dereisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda? The Bach says that the next couple of lines were not in Rashi's Girsa. Rashi has, if you look at Rashi, pretty much directly across from where we are right now. Rashi says, "Elahachi Garsinin." First word on the line. This is the Girsa. V'dilma Reb Yehudi. Maybe I'll tell you it is Reb Yehudi. Reb Yehudi is the town of our Mishnah, and again, he's the one who said, "Akirishma, v'leishmi la oznoi yatsa," and there is no prerequisite of it being audible to say that it passes to be evident. V'dilma Reb Yehuda, he v'trei gavni katan, and we are discussing two different types of katanim, v'chasiri mechsra, v'hachi katani, and we'll say like this, hakol k'shirim l'krisis l'megillah chutz mi'cherishet v'katan. We will say that everyone is kosher to lay in the Megillah except for a cherish shet v'katan, hakadisa v'hakadisa. Meaning we'll say like this, cherish l'chatchila, a cheresh is not allowed to lay in the Megillah lechatchila. The shaita may add in the cotton, afilu b'dievet. So a cheresh shouldn't lay in the Megillah lechatchila. A shaita the cotton, they are possible to lay in the Megillah even b'dievet. And then we continue when we say, b'med varim amurim, the cotton shleigi lechinuch. When does this apply? We pass the cotton even b'dievet, like we pass the shaita b'dievet. Only if it's the cotton shleigi lechinuch, avol the cotton shleigi lechinuch, afilo lechatchila. But if it's the cotton shleigi lechinuch, he can lay in it even lechatchila. Should it be Yehuda machshir the cotton? If we look at Rashi over here, fascinating Rashi. B'med v'amurim the cotton shleigi lechinuch, lechinuch mitzvus kegoin ben teisha uben eser. Kedermin b'yuma the perik basra. So he's a cotton shalei yigi lechinuch, which Rashi says what is considered yigi lechinuch if he's 9 or 10. But once he's a cotton, he was yigi lechinuch, so then he can lay even a chatchila, because Rabbi Yehuda says he can lay a chatchila. So at this stage we're saying that hakol k'shirim likris is a megillah chutz mi'cheresh, that he shouldn't lay in a chatchila, and shaitan cotton that he shouldn't lay in b'diavet b'med varam amurim. A cotton, shloi yigi lechinuch. He's 5, he's 6, he's 7, he's young. But a cotton is a yigi lechinuch, he can actually lay in the chatchila. It should be the machsh of a cotton. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kasha if he is a cotton. But Tuyeva is bothered with Rashi, that Rashi chose when we speak about yigi lechinuch, again, ben tesu, ben eser, like we say in Meseches Yuma. Tuyeva is bothered, but there it was in the sugya which discussed the concept of mechanchim l'shois, that you have to go and be mechanch a child to fast, either for hours or the year samach legadlus, he has to fast the entire time, and so on. And he says, bishlim l'mash legabi inui of Yom Kippur, you can understand to be mechalik between a bari and a kachush, if he's 9 or 10, and so on. Mashiach shal l'kachush l'haktim or inui kol kach, you cannot go and expect a weak child to deprive himself of food. Avo bechinuch de shar mitzvahs, like Megillah and like other mitzvahs, le shayach lechalik bein kachus labari, where we find the difference between, you know, when it comes to lulav, if he's a kachush or if he's a bari, and Megillah if he's a kachush or if he's a bari, and so the only criteria is pikchus. charifus, tfisa, intellect, and so on. For that, we usually speak about kabashis, kabash, kabash shiva, six or seven, and so on. The cave in the chazin and the inui de bari bentes. If you find that a healthy 9-year-old child, you are mechanech him l'shois, shma mina, clearly the al bentes, itzilo chachamim chayvas chinach, we can certainly conclude that a 9-year-old child is obligated in chinach. Again, he's obligated his father, but a 9-year-old, if he's weak, so then he doesn't have to fast because it has to do with ino yav b'shar mitzvahs l'shayach l'chalik b'nein and so on. Why would Rashi say 9 and 10? That is a horror of 3 heaven. So kavanim, we are saying maybe I'll still tell you the mission is going like Bermuda. And was that called Shem because it's a Megillah, Chutz Mecheresh, L'chatchila he shouldn't, because he can hear. And, you know, it's Kedai to L'chatchila hear. B'dievet, it's okay. Shoyd of a cotton is even B'dievet no good. What type of a cotton are we speaking about? A cotton Shleigil Achinuch. But if it's a cotton Shleigil Achinuch, it's Kashiv L'chatchila, Sheh Reb Yehuda, and we will say it's all Reb Yehuda, and we'll say Sheh Reb Yehuda Makshiv a cotton. So that is what we are suggesting at this stage. Tana of the mission is going like Reb Yehuda. Cheresh is only possible lechatchila, but b'diavad is kosher. Says the Gemara, "B'mayu came to Reb Yehuda." U'diavad. So it comes like this. We know that Reb Yehuda said, "Hakirish ma'avale yishmei la'aznay." Reb Yehuda said, "Lo yatsa." Even b'diavad, it's no good. Reb Yehuda said, "Lechatchila, it's no good." Reb Yehuda said, "Even b'diavad, it's no good." At this stage, no one says it's mutar lechatchila to do. It's just that Rav Yehuda says it's possible even b'diavad. Rav Yehuda says it's possible chatchila b'diavad. It's okay. So ask the Gemara 1 second. We have another Tana. Elahad Tani Rav Yehuda braid Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Cheresh hamedaber v'ena shemaya. Term lechatchila. You have a cheresh who he speaks but he's not able to hear. He is able to be term lechatchila. Now he's not able to hear, and we still say he can be term lechatchila. So, I mean, who is he going, and which sheet is he going like? I mean, this price that was set over, was taught by Yehuda Breda of Shimon ben Pazi. So, in other words, it seems to be that it's going Bidas, one of the Tanoim, this price. So, who is it going like? E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, the evidence in Chatchila line, we just proved. That even Rabbi Yehuda says it's only Kashub Bidyevid, it's not Lechatchila. You know, there is a requirement that it should be audible. Al kaponim lechatchila, I Rabbi Yehuda d'yevid in lechatchila life. I Rabbi Yosi d'yevid nami life. And according to Rabbi Yosi, it's a problem even b'di'evid. So we are a bit stuck. I mean, to say that Rabbi Yehuda says that one needs to hear lechatchila, but b'di'evid, if you don't hear, it's no good. So then this price is the Lekaman. So the Gemara says, the Elamai. So what do you want to say? Elamai, you want to say Reb Yehuda afilu lechatchila? You want to say according to Reb Yehuda, even lechatchila, it's okay? If you're like a Rashi, it's directly across. Elamai bois lameimar. The Reb Yehuda de Amar b'lei yishmi la'oznoi yatsa afilu lechatchila. Is that what you want to do? You want to tell me that Shita's Reb Yehuda is it's kasha even lechatchila, ki heichi to take him ha Reb Yehuda bereid of Shimon Pazi alivei v'ha v'haide kamaflegi miflegi b'di'eved loydi acha koyche Reb Yosi. In which case now let's examine Rashi's bothered again. Where are we holding now? We want to say the machlekes is mikatsa lekatsa. Reb Yehuda says it's kasha lechatchila even if you don't hear. Rabbi Yosi says it's possible even b'di'evit. But 1 second, we had a machlekes in the Mishnah. Hakarish ma'avale yishmei la'azna yotza. Rabbi Yehuda said mashma b'di'evit. Rabbi Yosi says lo yotza. So Rashi says no. Don't be medayik. The fact that it said yotza in Rabbi Yehuda, that it implies that Rabbi Yehuda says it's only kasha b'di'evit. Really, Shita's Rabbi Yehuda is it's kasha l'chatchila. And why do they argue in the b'di'evid tzior? Says Rashi, "V'haydeka miflegi b'di'evid lo yidiach keiched Reb Yosi." That even b'di'evid he says it's no good. So at this stage we are saying, Shita's Reb Yehuda is, there's no problem whatsoever if it's inaudible. If it's lo yishmir la'ozne, no problem whatsoever. It's kosher lechatchila. And would say by Megillah it would be kosher lechatchila. By Kriya Shema it's kosher lechatchila. And Rabbi Yehuda would say it's possible. But the Eved, which case it comes out that the machlokes is a little bit mikatzah lekatzah. So that's what the Gemara is suggesting at this stage. Ve'ela mai Rabbi Yehuda v'afil lechatchila. Okay. We still have a problem. Elaha detanya lo yivarich adam birkas hamazin belibay v'bireich yatsa. Meaning here it is belibay. It's obviously not audible. If you did so, it's kosher b'dieved. So again, who's this going like? Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher lachatchila. Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible b'dieved. We have Stam Braisa, which says it's not kosher lachatchila. It's only kosher b'dieved. So Mani says the Gemara, Lei Rabbi Yehuda, the Lei Rabbi Yehuda, I Rabbi Yehuda, fil lachatchila. I Rabbi Yehuda, afil b'dieved, nami loy. So again, it's very difficult for us to make this fit in a nice, neat package. Says the Gemara, La'olam, I will tell you that the Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda Braid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, who said, Cheresh Medabri and Shemei Atrim Lechatchila, Leilam, I'll tell you that's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Va'afir Lechatchila. Rabbi Shiva's Rabbi Yehuda is, it's Mutter Lechatchila, even if it's Loi Hishmeel La'ozna. It's Mutter Lechatchila. Leilam Rabbi Yehuda va'afir Lechatchila. Rashi says, Leilam Rabbi Yehuda va'afir Lechatchila, Machshir Umas Nisen, Rabbi Yehsihi, va'afir B'diavid Loi. So the Mishnah is like we initially thought. Mantana Cheresh Diavid Nami Loi, Amar Masna Rabbi Yehsihi. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to hear. If you don't hear, no good, even B'diavid. So really, I'll tell you, Shita's Rabbi Yehuda is, it's kosher even a chatchila. We have this braisa of Loi Yivarach Adam Birkas Hamazon B'Leibah Vim Birach Yatsa B'Diavid. So we said, well, who's that going like? V'Lei Kasha Hadidei Ha D'Rabbe. There's Shita's Rabbi Yehuda, which is, it's kosher lechatchila, even if it's Loi Yishmeel La'aznai. And there's the Shita of his Rebbe. Ha Didei Ha D'Rabbe. Rashi says, it's like we wanted to say, it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The high, the Birkas Hamazin, that we said, Lo Yivarech Adam Birkas Hamazin Belibay Vim Birach Yatsa, that is going like the Rabbi, says Rashi, Mishmoi Shel Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah Amra Shetzarach Lashmiya. And so on. The high, Lishna Mashma Lechatchila V'Diyavid Yatsa. So at this stage, where are we holding? Our Mishnah said, the pashtus of the Mishnah is Hakol Kshiyam Likras is Megillah Chutz Mecheresh Shet V'Katan, that it is possible even B'diavid. It's possible even B'diavid, and we're focusing on the criteria of must it be, should it be, does it need to be audible? It must be audible, otherwise it must be audible to the one who is reciting, otherwise it's possible even B'diavid, and that is the Shita of Rabbi Yosi. Basically, Pastel, Zeloy, Shmuel, Ozna, even B'diavid, like we see here by Megillah, like we see by the Mishnah in Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yehuda is the opposite extreme, and he says it's even Kasha Lechatchila. It's Kasha Lechatchila. And there is also a middle Shita, which is going to be Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem, Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, who says Lechatchila should be audible, B'diavid, it's okay. Again, Hadi Dei, Hadi Rabbi, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishum, Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah. Tzorich, you need to. Very often we find the lashon of tzorich means, you know, it's a good thing to do. Lechatchila tzorich, but it doesn't pass with Yevid. Tzorich shiashmiya laoznei. Shenema shema Yisrael Hashem lekin Hashem echad. Meaning hashmiya laoznei chamash atemitzim yipicha. You should be mashmi, it's your ears, that which you say in your mouth. It's a din lechatchila, but it doesn't pass. But you have it. Rabbi Meir, I'm asher nechim etzav chayim ala bavecho. Achar kavanas aleiv heinein advarim. So now we're introduced to another shitas tanayim, which we haven't mentioned up until now. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, no, there's no problem. You, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, saying there's a din lechatchila, but you need to be mashmi ala oznei. Nah, there's no problem. Even the chatchila acher kavanas haleiv hein hadvarim. Says the Gemara, you've introduced a new tana. Now we can, everything changes. Says the Gemara, hashtad asis lachi. Now that we've come on to this and we've introduced the Shita of Rabbi Meir, Hashad Asis Lachi, Afirutema Rabbi Yehuda Kirabi Sirli. We could even say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rashi says in the second small line, Afirutema Rabbi Yehuda da Amr da Kriyashma Yatza, it's only B'dievid. D'ievid in the Hatkhila Loya. So we'll see that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The hard Tani Yehuda braid of Shimon ben Pazi that even lechatchil if you're not mashmila oznoy, that will be Rebbe Meir. That will be Rebbe Meir, and that is the way we are able to fit in all of the various shittas tanoim. Now we said Rebbe Yehuda is machshir bekatan. He says it's kosher if a katan lanes the Megillah. Tanya, I'm Rebbe Yehuda. Katan ha'isi v'karisia. Lamala or Lifnei, be Rabbi Tarfon v'Zekena Malud. I was a katan and I laid the Megillah in front of Rabbi Tarfon and the Zekenim and Lud, and they obviously didn't have a problem with it. So Amar Lo, they said to him, Ein mevi'in raya min hakatan. You cannot bring a raya because you were a katan at the time. Rabbi Hananel says, Katan ha'isa, the Ein edus mi katan. You're not able to testify about that which you did when you were a child, or we cannot rely on it. Ein mevi'in raya min hakatan. Tanya Amar Rebbe, katan ha'isi v'karisia lemala or lifnei mi Rebbe Yehuda. I leaned in front of Rebbe Yehuda. So Amru Loi, ein mevi'in raya min hamatir. Don't bring a raya from the fact that you leaned in front of Rebbe Yehuda. That shittas Rebbe Yehuda is you're allowed to lean when you're a katan. So big deal. What's the raya? Because you leaned in front of the shittas tanoim who says you can lean it when you're a katan. Frankly, Marvel Lamer Lay, why didn't they tell him Ein Mivin Raya in a cotton? You don't bring a raya from a cotton. Says the they were saying two things to him. There's two reasons why we disqualify your Aedis. Two reasons why. The cotton, number one, you're a cotton and you're not believed to testify about something which happened to you when you were a child. It is of no halachic significance for you to say that I leaned the Megillah in front of the Tana Rebbe Yehuda who says the katan can lean. Shkayach, we know Rebbe Yehuda says that. Bring us a Rebbe Tarfon, bring us a Rebbe Kiva, bring us someone else, and then maybe that will be a raya, in which case there's no raya whatsoever. Good. Says the Mishnah, Ein kernis Megillah v'le malin v'le tevlin. One is not allowed to lay in the Megillah. One is not allowed to mal a child, a boy. One is not allowed to be tovel. And when we say tovel, we're referring to, Rashi says, first Rashi, Mishigia, Shvi, Lazav, Ulatamimais. So they've gone through 7 days of Tumah. And now they require Tzvilah. Rashi says, Ein Eimrim, Mishchashecha, Bechnisa Shvi, Roy Litval. Let them go to the mikvah at the beginning of the seventh day. Meaning, after Gavda Laila Tchilas Yoim Hi, Hacha Yoim Bainan. And here we're going to say there's a requirement of day. Av Misha Avra Yoim Mutta Litva Balaila. Once the full 7 days have passed, there's no prohibition to going at night. But on day seven, you cannot go at night. You need to wait until the morning and so on. So you cannot lean the Megillah. Neither can you Mal. Nor can you table someone who became Tamei. Nor can you do hazah. The chayin shemeres yom kenegad yom, and so too a woman, if she's a zava katana, in the 11 days post nidus, we know after a woman becomes nida for 7 days, there are 11 days where she can become either a zava katana or a zava gedola. So in the event that she became a zava katana, and she's going to be tummy for a day, also we're going to say. In all these cases, you need to wait until sunrise. Rashi points out the question, we already stated you're not allowed to immerse in the mikvah until it's daytime. Why do we need to say you can't be tevel until also cannot be tevel? We already mentioned it. And you cannot do these things until Netzachama. Says Rashi, what's the significance of Hanetzach Hama? Sheyotza misafik laila. Once the sun has risen, then there is no concern whatsoever that it's potentially night. It is clearly daytime. However, says the Mishnah, very important, halacha v'chulan she'asim ish'alam with a shachar kosher. In all of these cases, if b'di'evit it was done from dawn, from aleis ha'shachar, b'di'evit it is okay. Says Rashi, v'chulan she'asim dim aleis ha'shachar yamamahu. Dawn is day. Avalafi she'ein ha'kol b'kiyin boy. People are not experts to know exactly the time of dawn, and therefore we say there's a requirement to wait until sunrise. There's an interesting lashon of the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos, which they are medayik. I mean, we're saying that the only reason why you need to wait until sunrise is just because of mistakes. But really, from dawn, dawn is day. The lashon of the Rambam is, if a person did it in a tzerech gadol, avol hamaisa hagamur hu achar hanetzach hama. Interesting lashon. Avol hamaisa hagamur hu achar hanetzach hama. Rashi says it's just because of confusion. It's just because, you know, a person might make a mistake between pre and post dawn. When exactly is dawn? There's lots of different shitas, and you know how many degrees under the horizon, and so on, and all these things. Not so clear. But really, if we know when dawn is, it's fine. But there, the lashon of the Rambam is Avah Hamaisa Hagamurhu Achar Achishatani Tzachama. Some are medayik from the Rambam. It seems to be that there's more, that the Rambam is saying something slightly different. good. Says the Gemara like this. Minalan. Now, the Minalan of the Gemara is not going to be focusing so much on how do you know Netzach Hama as opposed to dawn. The Minalan is going to be speaking more about how do you know these things must be done during the day. How do you know when it comes to Mikra Megillah during the day, and Mila has to be done at the day, and Tefillah and Hazar during the day. Dharmakra, so first we spoke about Megillah. Dharmakra, v'hayamim ha'ela, and his karim and asim, bayom. It says these days, it says Yamim. Yamim are Eilin, it's Karmanasim, Beyem in, Belaila Light. Says the Gemara. What? The obligation of Mikra Megillah is only during the day. Based on the Pasuk, it's only during the day. Lema Teavi Teyufta, to Rishu ben Levi. We learned way back when. The Amr Rishu ben Levi, Chayiv Adam Likris is Megillah Belaila, Belishneisa Beyom. And if you recall, we mentioned many Shitas Rishonim, although there was a Shultes who said the opposite, but many Shitas Rishonim and many Achronim who said that the Iker obligation is during the day. And Ad Kedei Kach, there was even a day in the Achronim which said that it's a Takana of Rabbi Shuvan Levi to lay in it at night. The Gemara is saying, it's a, let's say this is a Tiftan of Rabbi Shuvan Levi, they have to lay in it at night, because here we're saying, it says, Hayyamim Ha'ilan Iskar Manasim. And that's what the Gemara knows. Kikatani Adiyoim. We're only discussing the obligation of Mikra Megillah during the day, which if Shubin Levi told us you have to do, that is, we're saying it's during the day when it's proper day. She says, Kikatani Adjate Hanetzachama Adiyoim Akriya Shnia Vakamashi Shal Yoim Biyoim. It's got to be during the day properly, not beforehand, not in Aleisacham, not from Aleisachach. Now, it's a really mal, and you're not allowed to mal. D'chsev u'b'yayin ha'shmini yimol. So how do you know? I mean, why don't you do it on the beginning of the eighth day, which begins at night? Why do you do it in the day? Because the Pasuk says, u'b'yayin ha'shmini yimol. There is a thesis over here, second to last thesis, d'chsev u'b'yayin ha'shmini yimol. Thesis says, kasha d'v'perk Rebbi Eliezer oimer. D'v'perk Rebbi Eliezer oimer le'hovi. He's recording the whole beginning of the parak. Darish haikra, what do we learn from the word ubiye mashmini? Darish haikra leimer afila b'shabbos. We learn out that mila is decha shabbos. Umi ben shmin is yamim darish v'le b'layla. We use it for, we learn out le b'layla from umi ben shmin as yamim. That's what we learn out v'le b'layla. V'tanya hasan kavaseder b'yechanan. So why are we quoting this pasuk? V'yishleim b'dach ha-maisi hadrasha p'shuta yeser. 3 years in the Goyim, we bring what is a simpler, what appears to be a simpler drasha. Now, Heksha Harav Rebbe Ephraim. Cave in the Mila Eina Balaila. If you can't mal at night, and Kain have your mitzvah seisha as man garal mashal Hashem paturis mimen. A famous question. Tezus in Kedushin asks the question. If Kain kasha lama leave a perakama the Kedushin. Kra the isoy leim the isha ena hayev as lama typically the mitzvah seisha as man garamo. Hey, if you don't mal at night, it's a mitzvah seisha as man garamo. Who needs the pasuk of isoy? Says Tezus here, very interesting. Yesh leim the ilav isoy. Have a mina the high the noshin paturis mitzvah asesh as man grama. Hainu heicha the leka kares. I would only say that they're potter from a mitzvah asesh as man grama if it's a mitzvah asesh as man grama which is no kares. The leka kares dum you the matzah v'simcha v'hakel. Over there in the sugya where we're learning at the source of noshin paturis mitzvah as man grama. So dum you the these mitzvahs that we discussed over there matzah. Simcha and Hakel and so on. The lesbu karis uminayu mimatina noshim avol mila sheyesh bakaris number one. The nichrasu ala sholish esrei brises avamina de mechayibu noshim lamolis benayu. So says Thesis, one second. The whole source of women being exempt from time bound mitzvahs is in a context of mitzvahs which don't carry with it the stringency of karis. And they're not nechus olayiv yumo brises, which is another chumrah. Very zok that we can part a woman from mitzvahs man grama, where there's a chiyuv karis and you yumo brises. Kamash malon oisay delay. That's why we need oisay to tell me that she's going to be exempt. Inami, why do we need oisay lemirash levizman? Our command the armed negin bein the yin bein belayla, and we learn it from oisay that women are nevertheless exempt. Fine. Now he's a bali tevelin v'leim azin.
We've got an interesting difference because we said the sit of Tvila, once the seventh day has passed, they can travel at night. Why, by inference, can't Mila, once the eighth day has kicked in, you can't travel, you can't do Mila at night?
In Echaname, that's exactly what Tezis said. Tezis has said over here that Inami la Mila shle bismano, ukramand arma denegin bain bieme malayla. In Echaname, once the eighth day has passed, there is an obligation of Mila, even at night. And that's why we need Isa to tell me that a woman is exempt. Isa v'lay Isa. Good. We said v'lay teva v'lay mazim. You don't do tevila to be mitar people from their state of tuva, and you don't do hazal. Dichsev. The reason why you don't dichsev because the pasuk says v'hiza hatahar al hatameh bayoyim ashlishi. So it mentions the word bayoyim. Uvayim ashvi. So it says bayoyim on the third day and on the seventh day. So that is where we know tefila. So that is where we know, excuse me, hazayah, and the iskish tefila lahazayah. And there's a hekish between tefila and hazayah that it's got to be specifically during the day and not at night. Now we said the chayin shemer siyim keneged yoyim lo yitipol ad shetan tzachama. Frag bigger makasha pshita. Maishna shemer is yoyim keneged yoyim mikol chayvi tefilas. You just told me when it comes to chayvi tefilas, you need to wait for the day, and you're not allowed to do it that night. So why would you think that if a woman sees one re'iyah or two re'iyahs in the yud aleph yemei ziva, that she is able to go to the mikvah and that night and not wait for the following day? Says the Gemara, it's Shechtal G'day the Ramina to have a Kiriya Rishena Shel Zav. If a woman sees a Zivos once, so maybe I would say, let's compare her to a Zav who sees once. A Zav who sees one time is very kal, insofar as his dinim are the dinim of a Baal Keri, not proper Zivos and such. So I would say, just like a Zav who sees once has the dinim of a Baal Keri, maybe a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim, she saw once. Remember, she was in Nida for 7 days. 2 days later, on day number 9 of her cycle, she saw a little bit of blood. So she saw once. So maybe let's compare it to a Zav who saw once. A Zav who saw once, the Torah treats him like a Baal Keri. So again, it's Rechtagad at Amina Tavi, Keri Rishenishul Zav. Keri Rishenishul Zav is Kishl Baal Keri. Dichsiv, Zois, Teras, Azov, Meaning a Balkari is able to go to the mikvah on the actual day that he saw. So I might say, so too the Shemer Yom also can do so. On that, we don't allow her to go literally right after she saw the dam. That we don't allow her to do, mishum dechsev, because the pasuk says, kol yimei zayivah kemishkav nidasa, yiyala, meaning to say that she needs to kind of remain in a state of tuma for a particular period of time, and she has to have kind of watched a period of tahara to kind of offset the period of tuma that she was in, so she cannot go to the mikvah immediately. However, belelya mias levet mikta shimor v'titbo, but you might have said, okay, so we won't allow her to go to the mikvah immediately, but half an hour after nacht, she has been shimeres mikta, a portion of the time in a state of tahara. Maybe that's okay. V'titbo, kamash malon, kaven deboy sfira, sfira biyamama here. Now, being there's a requirement of sfira, it has to be done during the day. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Mishum dechsev yeh garsin and kol yemei zayiv tumasa kemishkav nidasa yeh ala v'hachkra b'riyas shemeres yom keneged yom koy mirabuya kol yemei dashin l'mseches nidav armin and hasam yeh ala malamish seferis echad la'echad." She needs, there has to be a zman where she is seferis, a new day in which there hasn't been any tumor whatsoever in that day. So therefore, if she saw on Thursday afternoon, she can't go to the mikvah 5 minutes later because there hasn't been a period of a day where she's been devoid of tumor. She has to at least be seferis some of the next day. Okay, mitzah that, says the Gemara Hilkach, Balayla Mias Titmo, allow her to half an hour into Nacht, go to the mikvah. The Avdu Ktzah Shimur, because Epes HaShimur she did, she waited half an hour, so of the new day, she was in a state of Tahara, that might be sufficient, and that was the Kamashman Kaven, the Boy Sfira, Sfira is done during the day. Rashi says, Kaven, the High Echot Echot Mishim Sfira, he, Midugmas spheres Zayin Kol Sfira the Imami the Siv Safra Lashivas Yamin. Whenever you have to be safer, there's a Kapeda on daytime specifically, as opposed to nighttime, and that's the reason why the Mishnah needed to speak out over here on the Chain Shemes Yam Keneged Yam, because you might have thought to be Madame her as a Zav Ketana to a Zav Bal Echad Reiyos, who has the din of a Balkari. You can go to the mikveh immediately then and there. Kamash Malan, she needs to go during the day, she can't go that following night. Well, now we said
the
Chulin.
Understanding the word Yom to mean daylight hours, but elsewhere in the Torah, we use the word Yom, it means the 24 hour periods. And Yom for us starts at night time.
Yeah, so
that at least proofs demonstrate it's the daytime, as really demonstrates the daytime as opposed to when the normal meaning of Yom starts.
Yes, I think the reason is from the fact that that the word Yom is often extra. In these cases, we're learning that there's a kapeda specifically on the daylight Yom as opposed to just day eight, day seven, what we call day. You know, the period of seven, the period of eight, the period. But because there are these extra words, Yom, we're dashing specifically Yom v'leilayla. And I think we're going to do that with all of these things that we learned by Kabbalah. B'yom tzavoyisay. It's got to be in the day. And the day that I commanded you. And we're learning there that there's a kapeda that kachem has to be done during the day. I think it's because the word yom, keseder, is considered to be extra. Now we said, v'chulun misha asim misha ala amud ha-shachar, it's kasha. B'di'evet, it's kasha from amud ha-shachar. V'nani mili amur rava dama krava yikre lakim la'ar yom. What does that mean? L'meiru ba krayu yom. Meaning already from the time that there is ar, for already from the time there's a little bit of light, and then karu yom, it's called yom. Elam ata v'lachayshich karu layla. From the time that darkness starts to enter the world post Shkia, are you going to say that as Shkia already is Laila? Hakaimalan, Dad says Gechavim Lav Laila, or Ad says Gechavim Yamamahu. We pass in until it says it is considered to be daytime. So that cannot be the source. From the time it begins to become light, that is halachically day. Elam Rabzir Miacha. We have another pasuk. It says, "V'nachnu isim b'malacha v'chetzia m'machzikim b'ramachim m'alois ha'shacha ad tzeisa kechavim." So it speaks about some individuals doing malacha, some holding on to spears m'alois ha'shacha ad tzeisa kechavim. That is one pasuk. Nuvo'aymer, we have a second pasuk. The pasuk says, "What does he do over here?" Pasuk says, "V'hayu ulanu halayla." V'hayu ulanu halayla mishmar v'hayoyim malacha. We have another pasuk says, "What do you need two psukim for?" The chitema, the first pasuk, mishalam with a shachar lav yamama. Maybe I'll tell you, you don't have a raya. What does the first pasuk say? We do our malacha. Some are holding onto their spears from alois until tzeis. If you want to bring a proof that daytime is from alois, not necessarily a proof. Maybe it's not actually considered to be daytime. Maybe daytime begins post sunrise. And already the time it starts to get dark, maybe that's nighttime. They happen to get up early, they happen to stay late, they get up before Anetzachama, they stay later than Shkia Zachama, but you don't necessarily see that Alois and Seis is day and night necessarily. Toshma v'hayolanu halayla mishmar v'hayoyim amalacha. So we're bringing this pasuk which says that for it is for us. Layla is mishmar. It's a time of watching, and the day is a time of working. So that kind of reflects back on that first pasuk, which says v'anachnu oisim b'malacha. Malacha is done during yom. So therefore, it's coming to be megala that that pasuk is dafka. And that from Alois HaShachar is considered to be Yom, and Tzeisa Kechavim is considered to be Laila, and so on. Okay. Says the Mishnah Vayta, Kol HaYoim Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah, Ula Kriyas HaHalel, Ula Tkiyas Shefar, Ula Netilas Lulav, Ula Tfilas HaMusafin, Ula Musafin. Interesting that we preface the Tfilas Musafin before Musafin. So the entire day is Kosher for Megillah, Hallel, Shefar, Lulav, the Tefillah of Musaf, and the Hakrava of the Karban Musaf. Well, maybe we just see the first rash in the Mishnah. Ma'afol gav the Kaimalan's reason Makdim and Lamitzus, and the Chsev Ayashkim Avram Babaker, Afilo Hachi Kasher Kal Hayem. Nevertheless, the entire day is Kasher. There is a well known discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim as to. Do we say this reason beats out a mitzvah which is done in more of a mehudadik way, or not? Does reason beat it? Does beat it? Does hita mitzvah beat it? And there are rayas lekan or lekan, and you know, lots of raid, lots of discussion. Which of the two is preferable? We continue. Ulavidu yahaparim. Rashi says it's referring to the par helam dover shel tzibur. And the par kei Mashiach, that a vidui confession was done. She bizvada alav chait, she hivi you alav, kadarina mesech is yuma, vizvada al chatas, vizvada al chatas, avain chatas ksivacha, tchiba alav, hakein ksivasem, biyema kipurim, yamad chaylef nashem, chapa alav, malalan kaparis devorim. Ubayoim, kidyalcha kamon, afkan kaparas dvarim, ubayoim. So just like over there, when there's a kaparas dvarim, and it's done during the day, so to over here, when it comes to vidu yiparim, and so on, vidu meister, vidu yamikipurim, it's going to be done during the day. Ula smicha, the smicha of karbanis is during the day, shchita, tnufa, the tnufa of menachis, lahagasha. When you draw the carbon mincha near to the mizbeach, you do the kmitza, and when you makter it, lemelika, Malikas Ha'if, Ula Kabbalah, Ula Hazoya. Rashi says when you makabal the dam, Hazoya Lizrikas Hadama, Vahazoyas, Parmanisrafim, Vahates, Apnimius, and so on. Ula Hashkoyas, Saita, when you mashka a Saita, Larifas Egla, when you behead the Egla Rufa, Ula Taris and Matsaira, and so on. All of these things have to be done during the day. There is a mile of his reason. Kala Laila Kasha Liktsira Sa'ayamer. Ula Hector Chalavim the Avarim. Zaklau. Tavish Mitzvasabiyoim Kasha Kalayim. The rule is, and as we know, whenever the Gemara says, whenever the Mishnah says Zaklau, it comes to be marba something. Tavish Mitzvasabiyim Kasha Kalayim. Tavish Mitzvasabiyoim is Kasha Kalhalayim. So says the Gemara. Menalim. Minolim de Amakra, the Hayomim Ha'ele Nizkarim Vinasim. So we said, number one on the list is Megillah. It says, Hayomim Ha'ele Nizkarim Vinasim, the Kriyas Al-Dechsib, Mizuch Shemesh Ad Mervoyu. There it mentions the pathway of the sun going through the sky, and it's only when there is sunlight during the day. Rav Yisim is the Hayomim Asa Hashem. Pasuk says clearly, Alashn of Yom. And again, going back to the horror which was mentioned, it could have just said Lakhtam Lachem Barishan. It says Biyoim Arishan, it's telling me during the day. Ulat Kiyashav Dechsev Yoim Truye Lachem. It says Yoim Truye specifically. Ulat Musafin Dechsev Dvar Yoim Biyoimai. It's interesting here, the Gemara prefaces the carbon Musaf to Tfilas and Musafin. So Chazal equated the Tfilas Musaf like the carbon Musaf. We said Levidui Parim, as we saw in Rashi, the Aleph Kapar Kapar Miyam Kippurim, the Tanya Gabi Yam Kippurim, the Chipar Ba'adiv Abbeise. The Kapar is Dvarim Akasim Adaber. So there's a Kapar is Dvarim which was said. The Kapar Biyamamahu Dechsev. So just like the Yom Kippur, where there's a Kaparis Dvarim, and it says the word Yoim, so too when it comes to the Parim over here in our Mishnah, the Vidui, it's also going to be done during the day. Ulevidu Meiser, where a person, like we find in Pashas Kisavai, when it mentions over there, V'yarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, and so on, Tichsib Amarta Lefnei Hashem Lekecha Biyarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis V'samach Lei Hayoyim HaZeh Hashem Lekecha Mitzavek. So it uses Lashon of Yoyim L'smicha L'shchita, to do smicha on the carbon and to shech the carbon, Tichsib V'samach V'shachat, okay, Tichsib Ba B'shchita, and in reference to Shchita it says B'yem Zivchachem. It says Lashon of Yoyim, and there is a smichas between smicha and shchita, telling me that smicha also requires day. Ulit nufa, whenever they would be nainif, whenever they would wave. Tichsev b'yem hanifchem es ha'omer. Ula hagasha, when you would draw it near to the mizbeach. The iskish l'tnufa, it is hukash to tnufa. Tichsev v'lakach akayin miyad isha es minchas haknais v'hainif. The hikriv, so there is hagasha together with tnufa. Hikriv is being drawing it near. Ula malika, ula kamitza, then malik, the resha oath, and the kamitza. Ula haktara, ula hazayid, chsiv, biyoim, tzavo yisoy esbenei Yisrael. It says, and this is the pasuk which is often quoted in reference to karbanis, and we know that there is a shanel of a class of la'akiv. It said more than once to tell us that it must be that the hakrava must be done during the day. Bayim Savesis Bnei Yisrael. Ula shkoyas seita asya teira teira. We're learning zero shava teira teira. Ksiv hacha. Va'asala kain es kala teira zeis. Ksiv hasam alpia teira shay yerucha. Va'ala mishpat. It says the word mishpat. Ma mishpat bayoim. Afkan bayoim. Fine. We say also that the same is true with Arifas Egla. Arifas Egla has to be done during the day. Arifas Egla says the Gemara, Amri de Beir Bianai, Kapara Ksiva Kikotchim. It says a Russian of Kapara like it is considered to be Kotchim. Kapara Yeah, and just like my kodjim, we mentioned it's during the day, so to Arifas Egla is during the day. Ola Taras Hamatzera, Dechsev Zeis Tia Teres Hamatzera Biyoyim Tarasoy. And we said, Kala Lailas, Kashla Ksirsa Omer, and so on, the Amramar Kitsira, Usvira Balaila, the Hava Biyoyim. It's interesting, we're not bringing a source from a Pasuk. The Amramar Kitsira, Usvira Balaila, when it comes to Kitsira, and when it comes to Sphira, that is done Balaila. When it comes to the Hava, that is during the day. Now we said, Ola Hector, Chalavim Ve'ivorim, the burning of the Chalav and the limbs on the Mizbeach, the Chsiv, Kalalaila, the Baikas. Here's Mefurish in the Pasuk that mentions that it can be burnt, Kal Halaila Ad HaBaikar. Fine. Now we said, Zehaklal, Davish Mitzvah Sabiyoim Kashakalayim, something where its mitzvah is during the day, it is kosher during the day. Zehaklal Asiyama, what is this coming to be? Marva? What's it coming to include? La Siye Sidur Bezichin. Some take out the next two words as Siluk Bezichin, but the Sidur of the Bezichin that they would have to arrange the two spoonfuls worth of Levina, of the frankincense, which would accompany the Lechem upon him. Uke Rib Yosi. And it's going like Rib Yosi. The Tanya B'Yosi Eimer, Silikas Yishana, you remove the, some of the Yosafilu Silikas Yishana Shachris, you remove the old set of Lechem upon him in the morning. Visiris Hachadoshis Arvis, and you arrange the second, the new loaves, Arvis, and here Arvis doesn't mean at night, because, I mean, the whole point is we're trying to bring a raya of Zehaklal Davish Mitzvah B'yoyim is Kasha Kol Hayoyim. So Arvis means over here in the afternoon, so even if you do it later on in the afternoon when things are starting to get dark, but it's not night, Ein B'kachlum, and therefore you see that it is, it's Kasha Kol Hayoyim. And so the Gemara just says, what is the Pshat according to Rabbi Yosi? Umani Mekayim Lefonai Tomid. So it's got to be in front of me the whole time. It's not in front of me the whole time. It means Shalei Yeshulchan Baloy Lechem. Or some have a girsa Shalei Yolin. It shouldn't kind of be, there shouldn't be a proper gap from one day to the next. But here it's all within the same day, and therefore that is acceptable. Okay, we will call it here.